The ongoing story. I could say it's the happiest period of my life. It hasn't got much competition. Yesterday it seemed a flatness, hotness, as though it barely stood out from the rocks of all the years before. Today it sheds that old name without assuming any new one. I think it's still there. It was as though I'd been left with the empty street a few seconds after the bus pulled out, a dollop of afternoon wind. Others tell you to take your attention off it for a while. Refocus the picture. Plan to entertain, to get out. Do people really talk that way? We could pretend that all that isn't there never existed anyway. The great ideas. What good are they if they're misplaced in the wrong order, if you can't remember one at the moment you're, so to speak, mounting the guillotine like Sidney Carton and can't think of anything to say? Or is this precisely material covered in a course called Background of the Great Ideas, and therefore it isn't necessary to say anything or even know anything? The breath of the moment is breathed. We fall and still feel better. The phone rings, it's a wrong number, and your heart is lighter, not having to be faced with the same boring choices again, which doesn't undermine a feeling for people in general, and especially, in particular, you and your deliberate distinctness, whom I love and gladly agree to walk blindly into the night with. Your realness is real to me, though I would never take any of it just to see how it grows. A knowledge that people live close by is, I think, enough. And even if only first names are ever exchanged, the people who own them seem rock true and marvelously self-sufficient.